Hello, and welcome back to Things Your Pastor Should Be Preaching. Before we get started, it bears repeating that the King James Version of the Bible is the truth of God's Word. In Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, it says, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the prophecy of this," "God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." Every other book masquerading as God's word has been changed to suit various demographics who call good evil and evil good. And those books are thereby false. God is unchanging. God's word is unchanging. God's word is his voice. Therefore, adding to or taking from God's word makes it no longer his word, but man's word. Also, Jesus Christ is God. He is part of the Godhead, the Trinity of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory." Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." The only person who was born, given as a son, justified in the Spirit, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory, and called the Prince of Peace, is the Lord Jesus Christ. I would also like to point out that God communicates knowledge of himself to people through the Word of God. People are not able to know anything about God except through this self-revelation. God has to reveal himself to you. Speculation about anything which God has not revealed through his word is not warranted. The knowledge people have of God is different from that which they have of anything else because God is infinite, and finite people are incapable of comprehending an infinite being. While the knowledge revealed by God to people is never incorrect, it is also never comprehensive. God's self-revelation is always through his Son, Jesus Christ, because Christ is the only mediator between God and people. Revelation of God through Christ comes through two basic channels. The first is creation and providence, which is God's creating and continuing to work in the world. This action of God gives everyone knowledge about God, but this knowledge is only sufficient to make people culpable for their sin. It does not include the knowledge of the gospel. In Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 20, it talks about this. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." So again, God reveals himself through creation. The second channel through which God reveals himself is preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ for the redemption of the soul by ministers whom God is speaking through. God also speaks through human writers in the Bible, which is composed of text set apart by God for self-revelation. The Bible is a uniquely important means by which God communicates with people. So if you want to hear from God, all you got to do is pick up the Bible. People gain knowledge of God from the Bible, which cannot be gained in any other way. God talks about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. It says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." The topic for this episode is a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold," as in look and see, "behold, all things are become new. Old things are passed away, as in the old life we used to live, and the old things we used to do, like lie, steal, fornicate, and hate. We are a new creature in Christ." In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Romans chapter 6, verse 1 through 2 says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?" Romans 6, 11 through 14. "Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace." Now, I'm going to read those verses again, but this time I'm not going to say the chapter and verse. I'm going to use the gift that God gave me. And it's all going to sound like one sentence, but that's the harmony of the Bible, that you can take verses and put them together and it sounds like they come from the same place. Now watch this. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. But if ye be disobedient and unbelieving, then Satan has dominion over you." The Lord speaks in John 8, 42 through 47. Watch this, what Jesus says. Jesus says this, not me. Remember that. Jesus said unto them, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. You reject God's truth and commandments, even because you do not know him, if so be ye refuse to repent. But it does not have to be so. I know suffering, and I know sin. I'm speaking for my own self now. I stopped with what the Bible said when it said, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. So anyway, I know suffering, and I know sin. I know addiction, and I know lust, and I know depravity. And now, because of Jesus Christ, I know freedom. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 10 and verse 13. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk or live in newness of life. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And what is the benefit of receiving Christ as Lord and Savior? Peace. Peace of mind. Peace in your heart. Peace in your spirit. Peace that money cannot buy. Peace that alcohol, you won't find it in alcohol, you won't find it in drugs. Peace that medications cannot prescribe. Peace that no other person, it is a unfathomable peace. It is beyond human understanding, the peace that God gives to his children. Watch this. Psalm 29, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Why spend all your money on alcohol and drugs and then have to borrow, beg, and steal to make ends meet when you can have peace? All you got to do is repent and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 55, verse 18. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. Why seek love and affection from people who use and abuse you, not caring anything about you except for what they can get from you. When you can have peace. Cast, Psalm 55, verse 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Why mess up your life lying, stealing, getting into trouble with the law, and not having anywhere to live when you can have peace? I'm going to say it again, Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I cast my burden upon the Lord, and he heard my cry. He brought me out of the darkness. He became my El Shaddai, my all-sufficient God. My family didn't love me. The world couldn't help me. And the devil tried to kill me many times, but God said no. I encourage you to do what Psalm 55:22 says. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain me. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Now, people would say that I am blessed because I have a job and I have a place to live and I have food and I have clothes and I have these material things. But it's kind of common sense, okay? Because I have those things because I'm not living a destructive lifestyle anymore. I was homeless for off and on for 17 years. Why? Because I was living a life of debauchery. I'm not going to go into details, you know, but, you know, alcohol and just party lifestyle played a big part in me being irresponsible and, you know, getting in trouble with people and getting in trouble with the law and just, you know, living in the things that God condemns. God condemns fornication. God condemns drunkenness. God condemns lying and stealing. God condemns all those things. And he's not going to allow anybody to be blessed when they just refuse to repent of those things and just continue to live, you know, telling lies and living in fornication and being addicted to drugs and drinking alcohol. You know, those things are not blessed. And those things do cause people to experience financial distress. All you got to do is look around at your neighbors, look around at your neighborhood, turn on the TV, and I guarantee you're going to see someone that is lying and borrowing and begging and stealing. Why? Because they spent all their money on whatever drug of choice or alcohol or whatever it is, you know, and now they can't pay their light bill, or they don't have food, or their child doesn't have diapers. Why? Because they have an unclean spirit. That's actually an unclean spirit. It's an addiction that they cannot free themselves of, and they need to call on the Lord to save them out of that. Like you said, oh, well, they can just stop when they want to. No, they can't. You know, there was a man that when Jesus came upon, who had a bunch of devils in him, and the devils were trying to kill him. Okay, it's right here in Matthew in chapter 8. Okay, so it says, so Jesus said, well, I'm a verse, start of verse 28. We're talking about this man, okay? Let's not forget what we're talking about here. We're talking about how people are living, how godless, unbelieving people have unclean devils in them. They're not called demons, by the way. They have unclean spirits. They have devils, and they need deliverance from the Lord. And the devils are trying to kill them. Little do they know, the devils are trying to kill them. And right here in Matthew in chapter 8 is the proof that the devils are trying to kill them. Jesus is going to come upon a man who had a lot of devils in him. And watch and see what Jesus is going to cast the devils out. And watch and see what the devils do as soon as they leave out of the man. Now watch this. It says, and when he was come to the other side into the country of Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And they knew who God was. Watch this. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them, and heard of many swine or pigs feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said unto them, go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine. And behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. As soon as those devils come out of that man and went into the swine, those pigs or swine ran and jumped off the cliff into the sea and killed themselves. Okay, and so that's what they had been trying to do to the man the whole time. I'm going to find the other verse where it says that the man was cutting on himself, okay, because it tells a story twice, a few times in the Bible. All right, now here it is. And they came over in Mark chapter 5, verse 1. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of Gadara. I can't say that word. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. There it is. Who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him. He broke out of the chains. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus, amen. When he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. And he cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. Now I'm going to put a pen right here and pause, because this man, it says verse 5, he was always in the mountains and in the tombs and crying and cutting himself with stones. Okay. I was homeless. So I've seen a lot of homeless people, and I've been homeless myself. Now, people end up homeless for a lot of reasons, you know, and there's a stigma with being homeless, because a lot of people are homeless because of the decisions that they have made. They have chosen to spend all their money on alcohol. They have chosen to spend all their money on drugs. You know, they have chosen to be irresponsible with their money, and they're addicted to something. 9 times out of 10, they're addicted to some drug or alcohol or whatever it is that they're spending all their money from. And, you know, they're hateful and jealous of other people, and when their life is all messed up because of them. You know, nobody's making them do that stuff. They're doing that. And, you know, They want to be free, but they don't know how to be free because they don't have the power to be free because they can't deliver themselves because those are unclean spirits, just like this man has in Mark in chapter 5. And look and see, this man had good sense. A lot of people don't have sense. Just call on the Lord. Cry out to God. And he'll answer. He said, and when he saw, listen. He said, and when he saw the Lord, he ran and worshiped him. And he cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils, see, there it is, they're not called demons, they're called devils, that's what they are, the devils. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. Okay, and they were choked in the sea. Remember that. So when they left out of the man, they got in the pigs, ran into the sea, and the pigs were choked in the sea. Now let's go back up here to where it says that the man, when the devils were in the man, what was he doing? He was crying and cutting himself with stones. Those devils was telling him to kill himself. Okay. But he had a willpower. You know, he has free will to say no, but he's still a sinner, you know, that needs to be saved by God, that needs deliverance from God, you know, because only God can command those spirits to come out. You can't do it on your own, you know. While we're speaking of things that we can't do on our own, I must say that I'm actually glad of the things that I went through because it caused me to see my need for Christ. So I'm thankful. But yeah, so cast your burdens upon the Lord and be saved. If you're not saved, you know, while you still have today, are you sure that you believe that God loves you so much that he sacrificed his son to save you from an eternity separated from him? Are you sure that you accept Jesus as your only means of salvation? Are you sure that you've repented of your sins? Are you sure that you've been born again with a new life in Christ? If you're not sure, then you need to address that while you still have today. Tomorrow is not promised. As sure as we live, we must die. Let's get right with God while we still have the chance. Lord, have thine own way in the hearts of those listening. May your word prosper and not return unto you void according to thy word. In your name, Lord Jesus, and for your glory, amen. Thank you for listening.